Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
It's weirder when you say it when cameras are pointed at you and not just a tweet.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
But like I do believe I am and will be regarded as one of the best YouTubers to grace the platform. What did he say?
I'm here for a podcast, not your chit chat.
That's quite literally what a podcast is.
I like the fact that David's now behind the camera. He's going to keep us on our toes. And he's German and a videographer. And David. Hey, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, it is Earth Day.
Oh, today?
Yeah. We could celebrate the number one podcast in the world.
On Earth Day. That's cool. Have you done anything to contribute to the betterment of the Earth besides stay inside your house because humans suck and we're ruining the environment?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to convert all of my products that I use to eco-friendly materials. This one's a banana paper.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, I make these notepads. You can find them on my website, but I make them out of banana paper now.
Did he just plug?
Yeah, that was a himself. Plug. Well, I'd be a lot more impressed if you could turn those little notepads into bananas.
If we had like the same editing we had on the vlog the other day, probably could do that. But
why did you say the name of your website?
That's all right. People know how to find me.
No, I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. I don't even think they know anything about. They know your name's Mac, but that's also the name of a cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Yeah, you know, we kind of missed like a perfect opportunity to really invest some time into me, but that's all right.
No, because your birthday did just pass.
Oh, shit.
You know what the problem with your birthday is? It's on 420, which unfortunately, like, let's be honest.
Whose problem is that?
Yours.
Why?
It's your
because
fault.
The priority is not, unfortunately, your birthday. The priority is getting high as shit and having no priorities.
Yeah. Well, we managed to do that one pretty well, huh?
We did.
You heathens did.
Oh, I'm fucking extra good.
You fucking scumbags. Keep your drugs the fuck away from me, man. I'll never touch that shit.
Yeah, but you facilitated your boys.
I wore a gas
you're
mask.
Nah, you're an enabler, dude.
You're a fucking...
I'm a what?
I don't have nothing to say. I'll tell you this. I took a lot of heat from my hair on the last episode, and I'm not recovered from it.
Oh, you don't say. I was trying to read the comments for some feedback, positive criticism, anything, and all I saw were comments about Mike's hair.
But by the way, great job, because they were hilarious. My favorite one was, Mike's hair looks like my grandmother's rug. Oh. My grandmother's rug. And by the way, as you could tell, I was hurt by them and I shaved my fucking head, dude. I got no
just
hair
bald.
Left.
Mike's the impulsive audience is clever.
No,
they're creative.
They're
audience with value. Not that any other audience doesn't have value, but these guys use their brains. They think and they can get pretty creative in the comments.
Is that true? Because I've gone to some of the other I've gone to some of the other podcasts like Rogan's and shit, and the people are all talking like scientific terms. I like to believe our audience is just like us. They like to talk about dicks.
Some people don't. I saw a
comment. That's it.
And that's it. So I was going to add other things in, but that's all I got.
I just may blow your mind and your dick, but some people don't like to talk about dicks, man. We get caught in the dick sand a lot, and we try to avoid it. Oh, look. Make a podcast with Danny, please. She's so interesting and special. I want to know more about her.
You can bring her on.
So today. Danny's over there. I actually feel bad that she's here today because, like, spoiler alert. So this comes out on Thursday. What?
No, you can't. You can't say it.
I could say it.
Don't do it.
I'm going to say it. No, I'm going to say
don't
it.
Don't do that. A lot of these.
How about Danny a Jeep? Woo! How about Danny a 2020 Grand Jeep Grand Cherokee? And we gave her the day off. Until we realized we had to shoot a podcast today, and now she's back in here grinding, and this is why she's the best in the world and deserves that Jeep. She's over there. Danny, how was it at the dealership today registering it? Everything go smooth?
Go to Danny, Dave. Sorry, no problems.
It was good?
Hey. yeah, it was fine. It was good.
Okay.
While,
good. I cannot believe we did it in one day. We got the Jeep in like a collective of 2-3 hours yesterday, which was crazy that we did that, but that vlog's gonna be dope.
Yeah, but how long did Danny sit there today? She said she was sitting there for like 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, buying a vehicle is a lengthy process.
Why is it so hard?
I don't know. Why are a lot of things hard? Like, why? I'll fall back on like humans are simple. We have not figured it out yet. Why is There's so many examples I could come up with. Like when you go to, example, like a snowboarding resort. Like, mm-hmm. Why does this take so long to get actually on the hill?
Volume. It's volume. It's just
light all times width times height.
In a way, yes. But there's, you may not know this because of the elitist celebrity bubble that you live in, but there's others like us that are trying to do the same thing. And that volume, that saturation of the human kind will continue to drive wait times.
Until it doesn't, bro. And that's when solutions come in and people get fucking rich, called market making. And Uber.
Yeah.
Uber. Why is it taking me so long to find a taxi? Why can I not? Why I have to call? I have to wait at this address for 50 minutes. Uber was invented. It's a solution to a problem. One of the biggest companies in the world today.
So, like, Danny, what'd you do? Fill out paperwork all day?
No, the paperwork was the quickest thing. It was the bank verifying that the check was real.
That even too. Did that take? Well, yeah, the banking stuff's going to take a while just because.
But let's speed that up.
There's an Uber solution for car buying. This is not a brand plug. Carvana, I'm just going to say it. There's a couple different sites like this. I've seen them popping up. I don't know that they're as big as Uber is, but you can go online, pick a car, hit a button, buy it. They'll send it to your house.
Yeah, but what happens when you have the idea on a Monday night that you're going to buy a car, and Tuesday morning you have to buy it for the vlog? It's going to come out on Wednesday.
Totally. Right.
That's where it gets crazy.
I need this car now.
That's the most fun. I love being spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Danny, it was for her 2-year anniversary working here at Maverick. We should probably have proceeded with that. But she told me at 11 p.m. the night before, and not even like told me. She's like, yeah, you know, tomorrow's not special or anything. And I go, why did you say that? She goes, you know, I've been working here for tomorrow. It'll be 2 years now. And I was like, fuck! We activated. But spontaneity, bro, especially in quarantine, that shit is fun. It's just like coming up with what you can come up with and coming up with it.
Yeah, man.
This was one of those things that you were excited about, though. Like, actually excited, not like just vlog excited.
Well, because she specifically, she really deserves it. Danny really, really deserves it. Like, let's be honest, bro. If I get you a car, it's literally only for the vlog.
What I'm saying? Such a fucking lying scumbag. I was gonna say, it's funny because when you gifted me what you gifted me for my birthday, that was 100% for the fucking vlog.
Only for the vlog. I didn't think Lana Rhodes was in you. No way Mike Mayock could bag Lana Rhodes. What the fuck? And then, he did the impossible.
Remember when you were like, the unattainable? Remember the way
unattainable?
You crushed that.
Well, because she is, bro, and you did it. That's how I know you're a champion, because you do things that you shouldn't be able to.
Let me say this. Earlier in the show, which was, I don't know, roughly 3 minutes ago, you said there's a lot of things in life that are hard. Now, what would you do if you had a thing in life that you wanted to be hard, but it just wasn't?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like sex, you go to BlueChew.com. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the active ingredients sildenafil and tadalafil. Same ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis. Chewables can work faster than pills. The chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or empty stomach. And if you take a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in a discreet package. And the chewables from BlueChew.com are made in the USA. They give you confidence in bed every single time. You and your partner are going to love it. Chew it and do it, baby. It's a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code Logan. BlueChew.com. Yee. Thanks for that layout, Michael.
You know, the Last Dance is on ESPN right now. Everybody's talking about it. The Michael Jordan documentary. It's a big thing. I've not watched it yet. I don't know if anybody here has. But what just happened there and what you guys have gotten used to seeing is what I liken to the digital or internet version of Michael and Scotty. Kemp and Gary Payton. You want to call it Malone and Stockton. That's a.
What about Tom and Jerry? Does it have to
Tom
be
Tom and Jerry? Gronk and Brady. Yeah. I mean, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, we've got a good thing. And I think this is why people were so upset once you kicked me out and made me homeless during the global pandemic that's killing people left and right.
Were you homeless?
Well, I mean, you cared. You just boot. You said leave, and you even said leave, scumbag. I have the all that's not true.
No. Nonetheless, it was just like a. It was like a. Because by the way, I didn't stay here that first night either.
I know.
It was like, yo, you should probably go somewhere else, and I should probably go somewhere else too. And we just
we both left. We both left. Like, one person should leave. We just both left.
Yo, because I just ain't into the business of like fighting how I feel. I'm not fueled, and I don't make decisions based on my emotion, but I don't ignore how I'm feeling. And the balance is clocking how I feel and then translating that into language that is appropriate for the person I'm dealing with.
And do a pretty bad job.
I was just going to say.
The worst.
He's working on it, and I know that because I've been monitoring that work for the past 2 years now. It's something I've always talked to him about, how to deliver stuff like that. But he still, unfortunately, is influenced by his anger and his and it could be rightful anger.
Do you want to know why? Sure. Honestly,
yeah.
I think it's a little bit of the fighter in me, the combat sports, the wrestler, the MMA fighter, the jiu-jitsu, like football. Like I do, and I've said this before. I am a little bit of a masochist when it comes to conflict.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Dude, yeah. I'm sure I'm not the only one who likes this. It's called self sabotage.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's
a form
is,
of like testing people and pushing them just to see how far you can like take your relationships and cause problems out of nothing. And I'm not doing that, but I definitely won't shy away from. And especially recently, like I've said this before, I'm running out of fucks to give. Like I really am. And so when I sense delusion or a false belief or something I don't agree with, I'm going to express myself. Mm-hmm. And I wish I didn't like conflict as much as I do. I'm a storyteller and it makes my life a little bit more fascinating than the average day.
When you guys go at it, it does not help that Mike grew up on the East Coast. The whole like the person that yells the loudest is the person that's going to win the argument. Like, it doesn't work.
You know? Typically, we're not like that.
Well, also, typically, but that's
well,
an East
that
Coast
one
thing.
Night, the one night you saw it. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
I never yell.
I anger.
In anger.
Okay.
But he got me there that night.
I anger less. I would say less than you. I'm usually pretty level headed, and I think me being on cleanup duty, which you know maybe not a lot of people watching this know, but as people in the room know, me being on cleanup duty
for
internal struggles. I mean, I can't tell you how many internal beefs that may have been caused by Logan's desire to one up. I've had to go in with the fucking mop. And you know, his argument might be a 5 minute argument, but it could be 5 hours for me. I've done it call after call after call. Listen, we're gonna fix this.
Cause you're strategic,
you stay there,
bro.
You relax. Logan, you relax.
You're a de-escalator.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm an escalator.
That is the perfect way to
Aren't
put
they
it.
Aren't they both called escalators, though?
Fuck.
They both go up or down, that's for sure.
Yeah. But the escalator takes you up, but somehow the one that takes you down is still called the escalator.
This sucks.
You got to do something about that. Is it the government? Is it Webster?
It's them.
MK Ultra.
It's them or they.
Someone's got to fix this, bro. That's the escalator, and the one next to it going the opposite way down is the de-escalator.
De-escalator.
The ability to de-escalate conflict is probably one of my favorite things. And by the way, keep in mind, I ran a strictly escalator business my entire life, up until probably 6-7 years ago.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org.
paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When I found the power, the fucking strategic power of de-escalating an argument. Because by the way, as you've said, you know better than anyone. Yeah. I'm a fucking chess player.
Yeah.
I'm not de-escalating to take an L. I'm de-escalating to move, switch, go here, move here, and then
shoot
come back.
Ladders.
All of it. Yeah. And by the way, that's life, and it's marketing, and it's business, right? Mm-hmm. But
like fuck.
Mastering de-escalating a conflict and the ability to get that person back on your good side so that you can maneuver and work things out the way you want in a less rushed way. Because also,
haste.
Escalation doesn't have you operating properly either.
No, not at all.
Neither person is operating under their best possible outcome.
No, bro. I'm just a gladiator. Like, if I can put on my shield and my sword, that excites me.
It's exciting.
And it shouldn't sometimes. And it shouldn't, bro. Like, I really think it also stems from being semi-numb to most things. Like, cause I've experienced so much shit. I've felt emotions that, like, I hope most humans don't ever have to.
Yeah.
I felt most emotions that I hope most humans do get to, like, on both ends of the spectrum.
Totally.
And so I'm numb and I'm bored by most things. So maybe that's part of the reason, like, when I get in conflict, I'm like, wow, it's just something, like, at least I'm stimulated here.
Keep pushing until you feel something more, kind of, like.
Is that masochism?
Not necessarily. If it's pain,
It's not with pain. I can endure pain, but I'm not like.
You're not seeking pain, but you're definitely like you said, you've experienced these things, so you've already seen it. How can you find something new?
Yeah.
And yelling at your best friend for a long period of time. It's very new. Yeah. It's exciting.
You gotta
get
the
best thing.
You gotta get them there. That's the thing. That's the thing I respect about you, and I think that needs to be said, is that you don't exist there, and you give people multiple chances. I think the way I handled myself and the way some of those other battles have gone have been a chipping away at it. Unfortunately, one of the main factors of a quality leader is the ability to just remain cool under pressure at all times and be able to continue to de-escalate and modify and you'll get it, bro. You're 25 fucking.
But I'm also, I told you this, I'm not a leader. I'm just a beacon of positivity.
You're a running back, Logan. We know that.
I'm the running back, bro. Yeah. You give me the ball, I'll go somewhere. Could be forward. Probably going to be backward.
Wow.
I'll probably lose yards.
That's not true. You know that's not true. One thing I do have to say is I like the high energy of the house. Like, it sometimes when it's that high energy, things have to bubble over and, you know, you got to simmer back down just a bit. But it's that high intensity, that high energy that keeps everything going at such an incredible level and keeps us going.
You know what that's called? Momentum. I've talked about this before. Momentum is the strongest force in the universe known to mankind. Momentum. Force equals MV. Is that it? P equals MV.
There you go.
Momentum equals MV. Mass times velocity. Roll with it. If you feel your life going in a certain direction and picking up speed, roll with it. Spencer said when he came on here, one of the first things he said when we had him on the last podcast was, yo, you're different when you're vlogging. And it's because I'm happier. I'm more fulfilled. Everything around my life is moving. The machine is on, as we call it. Mm-hmm. And it's because now that the frequency, the vibrations in this house, not to sound like that guy, but are so high and everyone's operating at a level that's so well. I see you up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. I saw you. What were you doing this morning? Is a giant container filled with coffee?
Another thing for Earth Day.
I saw him stirring a
natural organic raw cotton fabrics for clothes dyed with coffee grounds.
Oh, you really were doing coffee stuff.
Yeah.
But you stuck clothes in it.
Yeah.
Why?
For natural clothing dye, so I can learn how to make a sustainable business future for myself.
Natural clothing dye?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's
do you think people care?
I think millions of people care about this kind of thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's definitely a huge demo out there. I've noticed you seem to buck the trend, Mac, of everyone else in the house, which is, you know, obsessed with technology and pushing forward, you know, their digital agenda.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start getting so into like dye-colored t-shirts and banana paper. You know what I'm saying? Like, totally. When did that all start? You know what I'm saying? Like, have you always been a... Are you a mountain man?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you look like one, besides a pilgrim.
I lived on an island for a little while. And technically, if you think about it, islands are the tops of mountains. You know?
Yeah, they are. The mountains are just lower than the other ones consumed by...
And they're surrounded by water. So... Anyway, I was there for a while. I had to innovate. Necessity is the mother of invention. I loved my notepads. I loved to write. So for the notepad, it was just simply something I could carry when I was walking around and writing my thoughts.
Why do you not write on your phone? Do you know? So if my phone gets lost, the thing I'm worried about most is my notes.
Yeah.
It's my IP. It's everything worth literally millions of dollars in my notes. And I do it on my phone because it's easier for me typing. So how can you bear to, is that it?
Physical preference. I love my handwriting. I spent a long time developing my handwriting over the years. It's just that kind of thing. And then with clothes, I don't know. I just like to innovate in every single category that I can possibly find, whether that's music, photography, writing, videography, all the different things.
Oh, you do something. Like
I have some big goals. definitely want to continue to create on that kind of level, and one of my main tenets is waste conscious, and then the other is sustainability. How can I just keep it going and make it better for the planet?
But I've known you almost your whole life, mm-hmm. the majority of your life, like since we were 5 or 6.
Yeah,
and I didn't see any of what you're just describing coming out until after we graduated high school. And when you were on the island, I remember you telling me you were gonna make soap.
Yeah.
Soap bars.
Like Fight Club.
Yeah, but not human fat. These were, again, all organic products.
You made bars of soap.
I made bars of soap.
I liked it. What was it called? Island soap?
It was called Lake Bass Soap.
Lake Bass Soap.
Jump in the lake. You wash off in the lake. It's kind of part of the history of the island. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just entrepreneurial. I have a lot of interests, and I want to make products that work for me. So soap was one that I thought was an interesting niche item that would work for people on the island. I sold it. I did pretty well with it. Big margins, material was cheap, production cost me almost nothing because it was me doing it myself. And then, I just wanted to keep going and keep doing more and stay innovative. That's the biggest thing for me.
It was just interesting though, because, you know, like most of the kids that we knew in high school mm-hmm. went to college and they wanted to get their degree, and you did.
I did.
You did. Mm-hmm. And then most kids would go off and do their job, but in college, you switched your degree to botany, which I found interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom did too, bro. Do you know I got a call from Kate?
She was concerned?
Very.
I did not know about this.
Very.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My son's becoming a botanist.
My son's majoring in botany?
I mean, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for
that. I'd love to hear it because you aren't doing anything with plants.
Yeah. Not yet. Not yet.
Besides banana paper.
Besides banana paper. No, I mean, the thing was I was not interested at all in what I was doing. I started in the business world or business school. It wasn't great. I didn't love the economics classes. They were kind of boring and I just couldn't get interested in them. Then I went to computer science, didn't love it. And then I found that I had a knack for biology and being able to remember scientific terms and understanding the processes of the biological world.
Mm.
So I really dove into that. The test became so easy. I would take a 50 question multiple choice test in 12 minutes and walk out the door with 100%.
In botany?
Yeah.
So you took it because it was easy.
Because it was easy, but then I started working in the greenhouse at school. My ultimate goal was to open up a vineyard and winery for myself and for my family to kind of run and operate. And that was a big thing. I took a whole bunch of wine viticulture enology courses.
Now you're a podcaster. And you know, like, it would be cool if you could grow a plant on the podcast. I just don't think we get enough light in here.
I could try. But, I went from that. And then I came out here, actually, and tried to find a job in the wine industry. Knocked on doors, and they're like, you have to start in the cellars. And I was like, fuck that. So I went and bought a camera, thanks to my friend Josiah. And
shout out Josiah.
He's a great dude. I became a photographer overnight, got a job with Colorado Rockies working for MLB. And then never looked back. Been creating ever since.
Damn, bro! I suddenly turned into the Mac interview. People in the comments want to know more about you. I'm glad we got to show them a little bit.
We'll touch.
I'm scrolling on your Instagram here. I was trying to find this soap, but all I found was some odd pictures. Why did you post this?
Oh, these are classics, dude.
Shit. Why did you post this of me? What'd you say?
I don't remember what the caption was, but
it was, "Hey Logan."
Oh yeah, just I mean, you got.
But yeah, it was your Instagram.
Here, look, there's some bananas. There's me with some bananas.
Oh, you've always been obsessed with bananas.
I love bananas.
Do you ever deep throat a banana? I've seen it done.
Not for me.
I seen, dude.
Dude. There's a girl who went semi-viral a while back.
Yeah, with the,
do you know what I'm about
David
to say?
Groans.
She who deep-throated a banana. These girls would like swallow fruits.
Yeah, I remember.
And stick
she
them
had yellow
down,
hair,
like,
didn't she?
Yeah, yellow hair.
Yeah, and we'd run into her all the time. Yeah, I remember her.
Anyways, she's on OnlyFans now.
Oh,
she graduated from Fruits, and she's doing real dicks and
yeah.
dicks and balls now.
I mean, it's only right.
It's OnlyFans, what she has, but I don't pay for it. I saw it on Pornhub, obviously. But I because I don't have an OnlyFans. The only person I'm subscribed to on OnlyFans is Lana. But and it's not like, don't take it like personally.
I don't. I mean, it's just weird because you see all my excrements on there.
I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say you don't have no OnlyFans.
I can't even watch her on Pornhub anymore. It's just weird.
I've been hearing that from a lot of people. A lot of people. I think it's fucked up because you know it's obviously what she's done for my views and now for my book. She's promoting my book and my YouTube channel, but I can't help but think that there's a lot of dudes out there who are like, I can't watch this girl get plugged anymore because all
so
I can think
taking
about
it
is
away from her views.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, I'm working in fucking in opposite, but listen, I, you know what I do? I try to make up for it with brand deals. I've gotten her some pretty solid brand deals.
Are you her manager too?
I've been managing a lot of her shit. Yeah. I've been
a boyfriend manager.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. Every part of the relationship is so tricky that when you layer in things that most people would be like, ooh, don't do that. We just keep rocking them. We just layer them in just for fun.
What's the worst that could happen?
A full-on implosion. We had an earthquake last night.
An actual one?
Yeah, 3.7 magnitude.
Why do I never feel these?
Didn't feel it.
It was the first one that I really felt. I was sitting on my love sack at home. Shout
out. Oh, you did feel it?
And the whole building shook, and I was like.
Wow.
You were quaking somebody else's earth last night, so maybe that's why you didn't feel it.
Like, what do you mean? Can you, like, what do you mean?
I just mean you were causing a shooting off your Richter scale into somebody's thermometer.
How would you know that?
I'm your roommate.
Yeah, but also, I didn't fuck last night. So
what?
So get your facts straight before you come at me with the
you
facts.
You told me that you told me yesterday, you said, I played a video for you, a cartoon of sex in the car. Remember somebody sent it to me? David saw it too.
I do.
And you said, you got to turn that off, man. I'm real fucking horny right now. I'm on edge.
Yeah.
I thought this.
I know what he was doing.
What?
Sucking this girl's nose.
Sucking
her
nose.
You were sucking her nose.
Bro, that was weird.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, all right, dude, let's go one by one. All right, so, no, I did not have sex last night. And although I was horny, I couldn't because I got the fucking high, bro. Sometimes I do too much smoke. Smoking and I can't have sex because I'm just tired. I felt like I was crawling up a mountain. Like I didn't want to let this girl down, but I was like and then eventually I just passed out on my back.
You had a low grade version of dope dick. You should have
That's the equivalent of whiskey dick, correct? It's got to be a thing.
It's a little worse. Ugh. Yeah, we dick isn't as much. I'm talking about harder narcotics, but I'd rather not talk about it on the show. This is a family audience.
But yeah, dude, when you're kissing
what kind
your
of
girl,
family's watching this?
When you're kissing your girl or any like or guy whatever, it's like kind of fun to just like experiment. I'm not talking about butt stuff. I'm like saying like, all right, so this morning what happened was I was kissing this girl's eye and then I started kissing her nose and then this is like...
What's your fucking problem?
What? I was kissing her nose.
No,
I was being fucking cute.
I don't know.
Bro, guys.
You weren't...
Guys,
So then I kiss her nose, and I don't know how this happened, but my mouth ended up around her nose like this, like, and then I sucked air through her nostrils. I was like, this could be an interesting, like, the air device. And I was like, and her throat went.
Oh God.
And I was like, whoa. She's like, what the fuck just happened? That was you, right? And I was like, no, that was your throat. That was your esophagus. So I did it again. I was like,
oh. Ow. You hurt all the listeners.
Ow.
You've upset all
and
the
her
listeners.
Throat went. And so I obviously had to show my fucking voice. So we came downstairs with a new trick, performed it, and everyone seemed to like it.
I don't know if that's true. I thought it was pretty strange, but I appreciate that you tried.
Dude, if you don't know your partner's body, you should know your partner's body. You should know
that
shit inside and out.
That one's like leveled up. How do you go from like
she's not like my partner. Maybe that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like this isn't.
But you were sucking on her
nose.
You
do like her. I do. How you like her.
I do like her, but and we're there. And I don't obviously know like everything about her or her body. But I'm you know, chipping away. I'm carving this statue of David out of marble. How do you do it? Michelangelo, great guy.
Do you ever want badly to be in a relationship because everyone around you, like, does that push you at all to be in one?
No, I think it's just age.
Slowing down. Ready to settle down.
I can appreciate people's soul more. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, before, it was like, where can I put my penis?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, tonight. Now it's like, yo, this is a good human. And I'd like to consider myself a good human. If we stick together, I bet some good things will happen.
Question for you.
Yeah.
You find this lovely soul of a woman. She's incredible. She's got fucking hair.
Yeah. All everything.
Everything else necessary. And you guys go to a few dinners, you take her out to a ball game. You take her out to a ball game. You know, she wears nice pants. And it gets to the point where you guys are hanging out one night and you go to intercourse her. And her vagina is like a pothole that's been filled with putty. There's nothing there. There's no vagina. She simply has just a piece of plywood. It's
like just, Barbie. What the
fuck are you okay. saying? But like Barbie. That's exactly right. She has Barbie's exact vaginal build. Oh. But she's like, Logan, I love spending time with you and I've always wanted to be with you. Please, can we talk about this?
Yeah. What do you do, right?
And then, by the way, no butthole either. Whoa. It's just.
This is like that Tyra Banks movie, right?
I don't know. I've never seen it. And God, thank God I've never seen it. It sounds horrible, even from what you've described. It's been very little. Given she's got a mouth.
That's good. That's a start.
So, I mean, it's a start. It's, you know.
I could do it. Me, personally. Because, like, if she's way special, I could do it. I get mad at myself for how little I fuck sometimes, honestly.
I know, I see it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I told you.
Bro, you said you were fucking five times a day. That's what you told me yesterday.
Oh,
yesterday.
My God.
Four to five times a day?
It's her. It's all
That's
her.
That's a problem.
It's all her. I guarantee you that my sex drive is about equal with his.
No way.
Maybe a little bit higher, but there is... Yo, can you imagine if every time... your girl wanted to have sex and you were just like, oh, I'm working on something. You just all of a sudden had a head attached to your penis and it was moving in a motion up. Like, bro, it's hard to say no in that circuit. Like she doesn't, it's, take no for an answer.
I'm the same way as you. I really am. Like if I had a girl who's fiending, I'm ready to reciprocate. The
yes.
problem, I have a problem doing that first step. If I'm not into, I can't force myself. Like when women push me to get it on, and get freaky, like I love that. And I saw this tweet you put out. Like this is what I'm saying. I envy you. You said it's just simple math. It's a screenshot of a text between you and Lana. Lana said, like 80% of the day, I'm thinking about fucking you. I have a problem. Then Mike comes with the genius response. He said, babe, you wouldn't do that if you just fucked me 80% of the day. Oh my God. And that's just simple math.
How many hours is that?
That is eight.
That's the entire waking hours.
Yeah, because the rest of the time you're sleeping. It's weird. She remember when she made that pros and cons list and there were no pros. She told me that it was amended, and the only pro was sex. She's like sexual stamina. And yo, listen. if I'm going to get a compliment on my sexual capabilities, it's going to be from the biggest porn star. Like, bro, her telling, she's not just, she tells her friends it.
Yeah.
She's like, it's the perfect size. It's the perfect tempo, everything.
That's MJ passing you the ball, take the game winning shot.
In that, but that's my only pro. Other than that, stupid hair, dumb room. I got roommates. I'm a 35-year-old man child. Not dumb roommates, but great roommates. Nah, but
we're dumb.
I got no pros, dude. I can't go into the pros. I got none. I got no pros.
You got some, but you were a con, so that's funny.
Oh,
nice. Young Thug is blasting French Montana on Twitter right now for claiming that he has more hits than Kendrick Lamar. French Montana.
It's tough.
What if it is true though? Like statistically, so. You know, you have to measure the weight of the songs.
Okay, let's do this.
Right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes quality does not be, or sorry, quantity does not be quality.
Number of hits, and also
here's a quick test. Sing a Kendrick Lamar lyric that comes to your mind.
Oh my God, swimming shit, pool.
Wait, do crazy. Hey,
you okay, Mike, not a yeah, like, hey. What do you got?
Swimming pools filled with vodka, liquor.
Okay.
Jump in them. All right, now, I'm on a it's
that's
hard
fine,
for me to.
But yeah. Now my question is, name one French Montana song that you really like.
Oh, fuck. What'd you say? Unforgettable, yeah.
I don't even.
It's tough. It's tough. There's.
Oh, huh?
Okay.
I know. It's, you know, it's not.
I love that noise though. Dude, if I was a rapper, I'd go around my house doing my ad libs all day. Bang.
Bang.
But here's the deal. Listen.
Bling pow.
Bar!
That's not an insult to French Montana. It's just like right away, you know that there's more hits on the Kendrick Lamar side than the French Montana song. I like French Montana songs. Pop that.
Yeah, he's dope.
Listen.
Brothers, A$AP Rocky?
People, so here's the deal. People will say that French has hits, but the majority of them, he's carried by another artist. So French has a lot. Listen, I fuck with French. The New York guy, I like French Montana, dope. Okay? But let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Kendrick is putting his imprint on the rap world for a historic standpoint. Kendrick will be looked at as one of the greats, bro.
He's got some new stuff coming
out. He already is looked at as one of the greats.
Totally. You know what I'm intrigued by with like a person like Kendrick or any of the the GOATs or people super high stature in an industry is like what's the last thing he's put out? An album, a song, do we know?
I'm going to pull stuff up because it was a long time ago, right?
Yeah. Long ass.
Kendrick?
Yeah. His next thing is going to be some sort of like cinematic experience to go along with his album, which is going
to
be incredible.
It's just amazing to me how he can essentially like disappear and because his art has so much weight and is so important and so good.
Mm-hmm. And
just like almost perfect in a way. It's he maintains relevance and we can still sit here and talk about him like he's one of the best.
Yeah. He did the 2018.
Like I can compare it to YouTubers or influencers like. But let's be honest, our shelf life is fucking short. It's little to none. Mm-hmm. I stopped making videos tomorrow. In 1 year, I was that guy who did YouTube.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, maybe. Hopefully I've reached a spot where I'm not just that guy who did YouTube. But like, staying power is what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Staying power.
Foot on the pedal.
And it's hard. Sometimes I get like semi-anxious thinking about it because me as a creator... I gotta figure out how to do that. I gotta figure out how to root myself in culture so deep that my name is not forgotten or the word irrelevant can never be tied in the same sentence with it.
I think you'll continue to
like Kendrick Lamar is not irrelevant.
No, he never will be.
No, ever. So how?
So here's how. And I think this is the reason. Consistency is great, as you've mentioned I believe it was the last episode. And people want to see you continue to create. Mm-hmm. But there's also something to be said about masterpieces. And so like there are a lot of people who love Black Panther. Now I my memory is so shy, I have to go back on Spotify to actually do this. But I know all these songs. Damn was a classic album. Yeah. To Pimp a Butterfly was a classic album. To me, Good Kid is one of the hip-hop's greatest albums in the history of the fucking world. Good Kid, Mad City was, you know, his what do you call it? Magnum
Opus?
Magnum Opus.
But we don't know. We haven't seen his
Okay,
stuff
right.
Yet.
So, but then it's funny because then there's a lot of people who will go back before that and go to Section 80.
Yeah.
Which came out before. And those are like the real Kendrick heads. Yeah. But Good Kid is an album that has that endless staying power.
Is people it because it's a masterpiece?
Bro, it's got Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Art of Peer Pressure, Money Trees, Poetic Justice with Drake,
but what's
Swimming
the, but
Pools.
What's the number of masterpieces? Let's call them masterpieces. What's the number before you're rooted?
Could be one.
Before your legacy is secured.
It could be one, but generally.
It's not, dude. It's not one. Wait, there's got to be a number. Like, this would be so interesting to actually statistically break this down. Take industry leaders and figure out when they became that unmovable force in their industry.
It's always going to be a subjective conversation.
I bet it's not.
Well, listen, you can source public opinion and the opinion of people who truly matter in the space and find out the reasoning. But at the end of the day, it's always like there are going to be people watching the show that don't think Good Kid was as good as To Pimp a Butterfly. That's a fucking fuck take. That's a fuck take. But there are going to be people that say that.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And so you look at that, and then you go over to French's side, and it's like, you know, first of all, I type in French, and it doesn't even show up at first. Other people show up.
Bro, but he got smashes, bro. He got smashes. I also miss seeing him out. I miss seeing most people out.
Yeah, French is always out.
He's always out, yeah. And
his Coke Boy albums with Chinks, and those are underground, but those are rap culture classics. Coke Boys 1, Coke Boys 2. But they're just, I don't think they have the mainstay power of Kendrick, bro. Mainstream
shit. This is a feud, huh?
It's a feud. Yeah, ironically, it's being perpetrated and built up by Young Thug. And I have a shirt on it that says Young Slug.
I was going to say, that's pretty
it's
incredible.
It's so weird. It's Young Thug as a slug.
Look at this. That's ridiculous and amazing.
This company sends me all these shirts with like rappers turned into other things. Like I have the Toast Malone.
I liked Travis Squat.
Travis Squat.
It was Travis Scott doing a squat.
That's interesting.
You know what though? Did he tweet that? Did he say?
It's all Twitter's popping on.
Okay. Okay. So French Montana tweeted that about his comparison to Kendrick, and like, is it a feeling that he had in a moment? And he put it on Twitter, because remember when Tory Lanez tweeted he's like the
greatest
rapper
alive,
and then bro, I don't know if you've been watching, but homie's come out with a lot of hits after
he said that.
And especially his
quarantine radio,
like, you know, I don't know if it legitimizes his original tweet, but there's definitely like maybe some he backed it up, and I actually I'm gonna take a page out of his book where if I make a bold ass claim. And I will someday. I'm gonna work so hard to back it up and prove people wrong, so they do think about me the way I'd like to think about myself. French, like, bro.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now?
Nah.
It's tough. It's tough to make a bold claim like that.
I will say. It's weirder when you say it. When cameras are pointed at you and not just a tweet.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I do believe I am and will be regarded as one of the best YouTubers to grace the platform.
Well, I think, bro, come on.
That's fair.
Come on. You're there.
I said it left my head even, but I do think that just because of the way I've been able to navigate this platform and the other platforms I came up on, And my storytelling, I think, is the spine of the operation that keeps me and my crew and Team Maverick strong.
So what I was trying to say before we talked about Young Slug over here.
Can I say that?
Yeah, man.
Do I sound fucking...
No, you're totally right. Let me finish my thought. Yeah, sure, this is what I'm trying to say. I think you are very capable at any challenge you apply yourself to. I think you will, if you were a YouTuber, you're going to do everything that you can to learn how to be the best YouTuber. If you want to go into the space exploration industry, you're going to somehow find a way to put yourself at the head of the industry. And yes, you might not be the leader, but you're still going to find a way to get great people around you that can facilitate getting the job done and then getting the job done correctly. That's the one thing that I see every day, day in, day out. Logan Paul wants to be the best. Doesn't matter what it is, what the challenge is. So that's why you should not fear falling off and
It's not that I fear it. I fear saying what I just said. Like, even when I said it, I felt my chest tighten up a little bit.
It's ego, because
it is. It's almost. I love humility. Mm-hmm. I love when people are humble. But that thought, kind of going off of what you said, and even maybe why Tory Lanez snapped after that tweet is like, now I have to prove that.
You gotta back
and now
it
I
up.
Have to continue to back that up.
Yep.
And it's almost like it puts a pressure on me that I like because I know I can do it. I know with the right people around me, and if I stay driven and the audience stays fulfilled with the content and happy and consumed by it, like.
But it's because you think like that. You think I can be the best, so I'm at least going to try.
But usually I hide those thoughts. I just think because we're talking about
sure.
it. Like
it's fair.
These extreme statements about oneself, I try to suppress. But like, hopefully one day, in 5 years, I can still say that same sentence and mean it and believe it.
The problem with all of these conversations is, unfortunately, the majority of them come back to being subjective. Like, question is always, what's the metric? You know what I'm saying?
At what point is it subject? No, PewDiePie is one of the greatest YouTubers to have graced the platform.
Based on numbers, you're right. There, some things are undeniable. But when you get to a level of goading someone and saying greatest to ever do it, based on what metric?
Yeah. You said one of the, right?
Yeah,
I'm always going to say one of the.
You're there. You have
not saying I'm the best. I said one of the.
That's fine. Everyone has a different favorite.
This dude, Jelly. Because this is the thing about YouTube. We only talk about and really scratch the surface of such a small group of creators.
I know, and there's so many good creators.
Like this dude, Jelly, I don't know how I came across his tweet. I think one of the Sidemen liked it. I'm sorry to flex, but I just passed 500 million views in 30 days.
What?
In the last 30 days, 500 million views.
Okay.
We're not talking about this kid.
Yeah,
he does a lot of Minecraft and a lot of
17.3 million subscribers.
Oh my god!
But look how often he posts.
Four hours ago, nine hours ago, one day ago, multiple times in one day.
Oh, so yeah. He's moving,
crushing.
If you look at the views, though,
well, I mean, if you're posting twice a day,
it adds up, man.
I may fall back on quality over quantity.
No. Like, but quality over quantity. Quality being once again subjective, the thing that we can't argue about is 501 million views.
Facts. But
in
the past
30 days.
So I'm saying this. At what point is quality not subjective?
That's a whole philosophical. There's a whole book called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. If you could read, you'd probably take it.
There are some movies, there are some songs that if you try to tell someone they're not good, you'll get punched in the dick.
Okay, ready for this? There's a 26-year-old Minecraft player right now. He's sitting in his basement. He's playing Minecraft, okay? And he puts on a Jelly video, and he says, this is a quality piece. Uh-huh. And it's just one of Jelly's videos. And then they say, well, why don't you watch his Logan Paul vlog? Which is the best Logan Paul vlog ever. And he says, this Logan Paul vlog is trash.
Yeah.
Is garbage. So then you get somebody else who doesn't even know what Minecraft is and loves Logan Paul. And it's quality, goading people, all of that shit at the end of the day is subjective. Yeah, when you find yourself tied up in an argument about it, which by the way happens all day on Twitter, someone's arguing. There's another one with Uzi versus 6ix9ine right now that's been popping up. Mm. To me, there's no fucking argument there. I'm not a massive Uzi fan, but like, yo, 6ix9ine got hot off fucking clout, Instagram, gang vibe. Like, to me, dude, there's not. When's the last time someone's like, yo,
you best be careful, boy. 6ix9ine's out
and buying cars
He's not doing that. Shut up.
TMZ
just right back to flexing.
TMZ posted a list.
You think You'd think all that time in his cell would make him think a little bit about how he's going to come back. But, you know, if it's working, keep your hair rainbow and buy those cars, dog.
Let's see. Here, I got it for you guys.
Making it rain.
He has so far, since he's been out of jail, bought an Aventador, a McLaren,
shut
a Rolls Royce, a new G-Wagon, and a Range Rover. He also bought a $300,000 chain shaped like a shark.
Hmm. Shut up. Why is he doing this?
He's making the lavish purchases over the phone with help of his trusted associates because he's on house arrest.
Where's he going to drive the cars, bro?
That's a great question.
Why is he doing this? Bro, talk about buying depreciating assets. I mean, you got to be a fucking idiot to do that. Just after prison during coronavirus? Guys.
Yo, if it took us 2 hours yesterday and 4 hours a day for Danny to buy one car.
And do you think he goes to the dealership?
No, well, he's on house arrest. So
he makes a phone call.
And people buy it for... But like...
They didn't take his money? Like, as part of that whole, maybe because he, because
you would think, right?
Maybe he didn't get paid until afterwards, and now he just got his check. And
he's also, bro, like, just going back on the Uzi thing, like, 6ix9ine got hits. He got smashes.
Like,
dog.
Radio, that's true, like, radio hits.
Bro, like, if you listen to a 6ix9ine song and aren't bouncing off the walls,
No. So I'm not. I hear it, my ears have AIDS. Get it away from me. No. Horrifying. I'm not saying they didn't go crazy on the radio, but I don't want to hear that shit. I like some Uzi shit, but it's just, you guys know I'm an old man. That's out of my spectrum. I like fucking Jay-Z. I like Nas. I like Biggie. I like the greats, right?
Who's on your Bill Clinton four record thing? Did you see that?
No, what is it?
It's Instagram trend. Bill Clinton sitting on the ground holding up four, or he's holding a record, and there's two on the floor and one against the wall. You got to pick four records that you would choose. Whatever
to listen to forever.
I don't know. Just I saw that thing.
I wanted to do this with movies. It's funny how we ended up doing it with music instead.
My mind gets saturated often, and that's why I'm not. If people go, "Yo, what's your favorite?" I don't know. Oftentimes, top five movies. I don't know.
What's your favorite movie right now?
I have to go with Interstellar. I say this all the time. What do you want?
Recent
from me?
Movie.
Oh, Greatest Showman.
Damn it!
I guess you watched that more recently than The Gentlemen.
Oh, so yeah, he good. Loves The Gentleman.
So good. I also watched Turbo last night. I'm obsessed with Pixar films, animated films. Turbo, this little... Bro, fucking Pixar is so brilliant. They are so good. And I'll tell you why. Because I know why. I did some research on them when I was in high school. their concepts are so simple and so brilliant. And I feel like it's the simplicity that appeals to such a wide audience. Turbo. Mm-hmm. Voiced by Ryan Reynolds. There's this snail. Okay? Here's the concept. Snail who wants to be fast. Oh. I mean, fuck! The conflict, the story is built in! Everything!
Is that always
it's inherently perfect! Yeah. And it's always like that with Pixar.
Are they Toy Story?
Yes.
Toys that wanted to be not toys. Yes. Like, it's always somebody that wants to do something they're not. Like, toys that want to be human. So
it's everything is built in the log line. It's perfect, bro. I'm obsessed with storytelling. I'm watching this. I'm like, this is brilliant. Every scene, there's a recurring joke. It's the Snail Town meeting in the morning. Good morning, Sue. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Margaret. Fucking hawk comes down, swoops one of them. No. Every morning. Hawk gets one of them.
Oh, it kept coming back?
Every morning. The hawk comes, just like in real life, your hawk comes to a garden, grabs a snail, and all they do is, that's a shame. Or, there goes Bob. That's it. And then back to work. But anyways, the snail wants to be fast. Animated films. Incredible.
Hmm. I sent you a list just now.
Oh, yeah?
And also, do you want this album's list? Or do you want it or no?
If you just had to, like, it was tough. It took me a long time.
It's 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Okay, great.
Jay-Z's Black Album.
Nice.
Led Zeppelin 3. I'm just going to do 3. That's
it's
what
hard.
I that's
the four,
and maybe Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon, dude. I love that album. I love that album. Mm-hmm. We listen
what
to
about any Queen stuff.
I'm not a huge Queen fan. Mm. I'm not saying he's not the Queen, you know, Freddie Mercury, one of the greatest of all time. It's just not my cup of tea.
Great music. You don't listen to it all the time.
I'm the psychedelic guy.
Yeah.
When it comes to classic rock, I'm Pink Floyd, The Doors, Zeppelin.
Yep.
Put me in a room
this
with some
black. This is a long list of movies, Mike. What is it? Movies grand
I just wanted
list?
To put it on the screen. Now we don't even talk about it. I put it on Twitter and people got a huge kick out of it. Because you could watch them if you're stuck in quarantine. Watch some of these movies.
A History of Violence, Training Day. I've watched some of these because you have good taste. And unfortunately, I can't put them on the screen because you just texted them to me. And
they
reveal a lot of things. And
Lana said they're all boy movies.
That's some of them. Some of them.
Are they all or no?
Do you watch rom-coms, Mike? That's like not my...
Yeah, I mean, I watched...
Does Lana make you like watch...
She made me watch a movie called I Feel Pretty. Do you know that? Where the girl falls and she hits her head and she imagines she's not, she doesn't think she's fat anymore. She thinks
wait,
she's beautiful.
Wait, is that the comedian?
Yes.
He just had a baby.
How do I not know? But yo, this is actually a prime example of what we were talking about before. She stopped doing comedy because she's a baby. She's a mom. She had a baby. She's a mom now. Uh-huh. And like, I can't remember her name and I know she's fucking awesome.
Amy Schumer.
Amy's fucking Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
She's great. I like that movie. Did you
see it?
I liked it.
It was great. So she told me it was going to be the girl version of Good Boys.
What's good? The kids in school?
It's Good Boys, right? Easy. Is that the name of it?
No, it's... Oh, fuck.
Why are we off so far?
Yeah, today? It is.
Okay.
Good Boys.
That movie is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
It's so funny.
That is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I mean, David shaking his head, yes. We watched that movie twice in the first two nights, immediately.
Yeah.
I just watched it in because that movie is so good. And so she said it's the girl version of that. It ain't.
Yeah, slow down.
Slow the fuck down, Lana Rhodes. Okay, slow your pace.
On the road?
On the road, yeah.
But women have different... I mean, we're back.
Yeah.
Women have different tastes. I was with a girl one time. She insisted on watching the Taylor Swift documentary with me. I said, you gotta stop.
It's a doc?
You gotta stop. Taylor Swift documentary. And here's why this is fucked up. I love Taylor Swift.
Huh.
I love Taylor Swift. I'm so intrigued by her as a celebrity, as a person, as an artist. I'm impressed. I'm a fan. And yet still, the dude in me was like, nah. I ain't watching that.
Is that... Does that
I don't know.
Why is... I'm the same way.
These are all men movies,
all
Mike.
Of them.
Saving Private Ryan. No Country for Old Men.
Too,
they all have men's names. Children of Men. The Assassination of Jesse James.
It's just all war and murder.
Fight Club. Training Day, A History of Violence.
I think they're movies that anyone can appreciate.
Man Bangers. On Fire. Jason Bourne series.
Shut up! Shut your fucking mouth!
What?
Not all of them.
What?
Not all of them.
Our boy movies?
No, the Jason Bourne series. That can't be on this list. Maybe the first one.
There's three. The original three Jason Bourne movies are absolute fucking bangers.
And they're all fights.
They are well-loved. Now, okay, so here's the problem. Jeremy Renner took over for 4 or 5.
I saw one with Matt Damon that wanted made me want to rip my eyes
horrible.
Out.
Horrible. No, I'm not saying the movie's horrible. I'm saying you're horrible. Huh. Here's why. You do not like CIA. You do not like government or military.
What are you talking about?
We have been down this road. You are not a huge fan of government secrecy and CIA movies.
Bro, I'm a fan of good movies.
The Bourne series is this is one of those inarguable movie classics.
I disagree.
It is wholeheartedly.
Let's meet in the middle.
Bro,
you guys like The Departed?
This movie made me want to rip my eyelids off.
Which one?
Both.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, both eyelids. Are you talking about which movie? I thought you were talking about which eyelid.
Identity.
Both eyelids.
Identity, 8 out of 10, 83% rotten, 92% Google users.
I think it was the most recent one, dude.
That's Ultimatum.
Here's what I'm here for. I'm going to play this on the screen. Ready?
Ultimatum, 92% rotten.
Oh, shit. I mean, at what point?
Nothing's really.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Nice.
That's what I'm here for.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's when they find out he resurfaced after... I mean, dude, this is one of the CIA's most prolific assassins right there. And he's a badass motherfucker, dude. How do you not... You took a piece of my soul on this one.
Logan, do you like The Departed?
Love The Departed.
Matt Damon, government, blah, 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 things.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just give a blanket
statement.
No,
hold on
a second.
I like
good movies,
guy.
We're
making the
The Departed is... not even close to a Matt Damon government thing. He's a cop. It's a fucking undercover cop story. I'm talking about government secrecy in the CIA.
I see. Well, we all know you're fascinated with that.
Maybe, but look up the rankings on the Bourne series.
I'm
all
looking
three
up the,
of
I'm
them.
Looking
they're
the
all
coming
right
from
now.
The guy that says all these things are subjective.
You're right.
Who's to
no.
say?
Jason
you're
Bourne.
Absolutely
Jason
right.
Bourne 2016 got 54% of Rotten Tomatoes and a 2 out of 5 from Common Sense Media.
That's the wrong
one. No.
That's Jeremy Renner. That's the wrong one.
Okay. After the Jeremy Renner reboot, The Bourne Legacy, star Damon and director Paul Greengrass returned for his fifth entry. But you have to wonder, why did they even bother when everyone looks bored?
Oh, fucking Legacy. Is that the one you watched?
I don't know.
That one's not good.
That's like watching The Godfather 3.
That's what I'm telling you.
Sorry. Is that the one you watched?
Yes. It was the very last one they put out.
Oh. Oh shit, I don't even think I saw that one, to be honest with you. I heard it was horrible. Get I didn't watch it. But the first three, and sorry, that's what I meant. The Identity, Supremacy, and Ultimatum are all classics.
Yeah.
Oh, it might have been Renner.
Those are based on books, right?
Yes.
Tom Clancy?
No. Robert Ludlum.
Oh.
I got
Splinter Cell.
Kits coming tomorrow to test our fertility.
You do?
Yep, I have him.
That's coming. Exciting.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
That's amazing.
We got to somehow get our ejaculate into a cup, I believe, and then it's going to tell us our sperm count.
Oh. That's a test I want to know the answer to. Forget an IQ test. Who could have the most babies?
Yeah.
It happens in the house? They have like a little stick you put in there?
They're kits. So we'll figure that out. I also had Danny order me a breathalyzer because I was swishing mouthwash around in my mouth this morning. I was like, and I swallowed a little bit. And I was like, I wonder how much I'd have to swallow to legally fail the breathalyzer test. A blood alcohol concentration limit of 0.08. So I'm gonna drink mouthwash until I'm more drunk than I'm allowed to be legally on the road. I just want to see how much.
Like, I think that's gonna take a while.
No, because I heard
it might fuck you up your stomach. You're gonna have a bad time.
Just let me look it up.
I'm just gonna say that's gonna.
Does drinking mouthwash?
We could call Dr. Clear B on acne. That one.
Mouthwash.
Does drinking mouthwash clear acne?
Does drinking mouthwash make you feel not good? Let's see. Is drinking mouthwash dangerous? Mouthwash is designed to spit out rather than swallow, and ingesting even a small amount can be seriously dangerous. Ingesting these ingredients by drinking mouthwash can cause mouthwash overdose. Guys, I'm not going to drink mouthwash, like I said. Just
what does a mouthwash overdose smell like? Imagine dying from a mouthwash overdose, but you have the best breath.
I'd hate to say it. You'd be smell a fresh incredible. Corpse, dude.
Why don't we just get... you can't get drunk. Also, you couldn't do that anyway here. You don't drink alcohol at the house.
Oh! We have changed so much. We've changed so much.
I have to do the test at the ranch because I can't drink.
Or on or you can go on vacation.
Can't do that anymore either.
What define a vacation?
We could build you a vacation in the backyard.
Yeah. Why did you Google Logan Paul Illuminati? I'm looking at your computer.
That's
probably
from an old.
Supposed to see it.
It's from an old tab.
You just got your tabs left open.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Because we were talking about it on the last podcast.
But I already told you I wasn't part of it.
I don't believe you.
Really?
I don't. I truly do believe that.
Guys, come. If it was me, I'd tell you.
I think you're working with Tom Hanks.
I'm one of you.
I've known Logan for a long time, and the only thing I have to say is.
Bro, you can't say that. The people in comments are coming, dude.
Yo, speaking of the people, I was just thinking about it the other day, and we never touched on it before, but we built this is a nice thing. This show is a nice thing.
It's cool.
And the audience is great. Like, think about it, dude. Remember that first episode with it's not up there, but the sex lady where I sweat and ran off crying.
We've come a long way.
No, not me. Just this, like
all of us.
Everybody. I mean, this is great. And I think, and the show and the people watch it, they watch it on their TVs. One thing I've been enjoying doing is watching the Instagram stories of people posting about how they watch the show.
Yeah.
And so I watched one. There's this guy. He watches it with his daughter. She's like 6 months old. And she's watching me and you talk about dicks.
Great.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know how to feel about this, but I have to be happy.
It's probably
like,
easier that you guys have the conversation with his daughter so he doesn't have to. Right?
He's like, honey, these are the kids I want you to stay away from.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You see a boy like
yeah.
this, you don't talk to them. And she's just like,
row. Yeah, but it doesn't work, bro. Cause like when parents tell you what not to do, you do it. That's why all the daughters like bad boys. I mean, like, let's be honest. Like what woman is inherently attracted to douchebags? Probably all of them.
All of them. Yeah. Don't look at the ceiling.
Now I was gonna say I'm thankful for this show because I didn't have this show growing up. Like, dude, I did not know what a blowjob was till I was 13. That is insane. My parents never sat me down. They never talked. Dude, if you don't think little kids are learning about sex from TikTok, YouTube. Any social media platform, you're wrong.
Hey,
kids are getting so slick, so quick now.
TikTok,
they've grown up with these infinity boxes, and they know how to navigate so quickly, so efficiently, effectively.
They're gonna be smart. These kids are gonna be smart, and it's because all of the information they've ever needed is gonna be in this thing, and they'll be able to access it.
But smart in a different way. Not, I swear to God, not smart like you and I think, and the generation above us thinks. They're gonna be smart in like a super adept navigational technological
figure
way.
It out. Oh yeah, figure it out.
Oh yeah,
like problem solving. How can we become the people in WALL-E who run float around in chairs? Because that's what it's leading to. By the way, it's not good. It's not good. We'll solve some problems. We'll create a lot more.
Conversationally, they're gonna suck.
Whoo!
Maybe. Conversationally, they're gonna suck. It's gonna be like that.
Maybe this is gonna be dope.
You're gonna go in for a meeting for your boss in like 2030 to ask for a raise. Which I had to learn about all this shit. I had to learn how to go into an office and how to present yourself the right way for a raise. Yo, these are the things I've done. This is what I'm looking for. Yeah. The kids are gonna go in the office and they're gonna be like this.
I'd like to believe there's some better ones out there.
Texting. Fucking like, because all they know how to do is text. They don't know how to.
But what happens when we have like Neuralink plugged into our brains and we just communicate like that?
That's dope. That's powerful. Yeah.
TikTok scares me.
Why?
See, you guys see the racist TikTok?
I saw you tweet about it.
I did.
So what happened? It was just blatant racism.
I mean, you want to show it?
I can look for it. Sure. But what happened? Did it go viral on the app or something?
These two white kids make this TikTok. You know the challenge where you.
Put in the sink water, and reveal something.
Not the sink. They usually put it into a glass. I don't know why they did the sink. That was ridiculous. But they usually do it into one glass. And they're like, yo, to make the right man, you put some trustworthiness, some good looks. Like all this. They did one for black people. And
well, it's two high school white kids.
Horrible shit. Horrible shit.
Georgia couple. So honestly, bro, I've said it on this show before. These middle America states that I don't think have caught up yet to the acceptable societal norms because they're not raised that way.
Well, let's not call them the states as a whole. There are pockets of people.
I could have told you before I read this that it was from a flyover state.
Yeah,
Georgia couple.
No, I know that, but let's not you know denounce the state. There's pockets of people there, but I'm sorry. No,
but,
I'm sure,
but also I'm not denouncing the state. I'm just saying like, yo, this applies to me still. There's a world bigger than the one you live in. And explore it before you start doing dumb shit like being racist online. Don't be racist offline, but doing it online, you gotta be a fucking moron.
Those people probably thought they were gonna have a funny day.
No, they're fucked. They expelled from high school.
Expelled, and so that's brought up a massive conversation because this was filmed outside of school. Mm-hmm. It technically breaks no laws. It's a perfect example of First Amendment protected speech. And they were expelled for school as a result of it because the school board decided that it didn't uphold the values of the school.
It doesn't. This is not acceptable.
Listen, I love the Constitution. I really do.
Yeah.
But one thing I love more than the Constitution is calling out hate and condemning the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
If you're being a racist in 2020, I'm calling your fucking ass out. I'm condemning the shit out of it. And I want you to be held accountable for your actions. People have started saying recently, and I'm not saying I agree with this, but people have said it. The First Amendment continues to protect your speech, but it does not protect you from getting your fucking ass beat as a result of that speech. So listen, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying there are consequences for your action. If you're a racist in 2020, it probably ain't going to fly over. And the last thing I want to say on that is the main problem is, I believe that TikTok, for some reason, as an app, is more than other apps elevating this kind of content.
I saw this tweet of yours. You're right.
I have noticed since day one being on this app, I have seen Spanish kids, for example, standing in showers, mocking Jews getting gas chambered. Jesus. I have seen some of the homophobic shit. And it's very strange to me why one app breeds this kind of content.
Yeah, you said strangely, I've seen an oversaturation of racist and homophobic content on that platform since day one. Very odd how certain platforms seem to breed slash elevate that activity while others don't. Bro, you're really right. I've seen so many like sexuality related content that is just, I mean, if that shit was on YouTube, flagged, removed, banned,
right,
suspended from the app,
right.
Also, YouTube's good about it, but like TikTok is still very much so the Wild West because it's created in China.
But wouldn't that mean it would be even tighter though? Because they're so tight.
They don't give a fuck about the U.S. activity, bro. I bet my bottom dollar. Do you know how much information?
Oh, it's horrible.
They take TikTok is going to get banned in the U.S.
We're not supposed to have it on our phones. I had seen every fucking government data scientist. Mm-hmm. Do not download this app. Do not download this app. They are quite literally like they've gone as far as to say, yo, these people are listening to every conversation that
Army,
happens.
Army, Navy, TSA ban TikTok from government phones. U.S. raises security concerns over Chinese-owned TikTok. U.S. Senator moots ban on TikTok for federal workers. Like, yo, this is an app, an entertainment app, and it's gotten this far.
They're saying they're positive. Like this is a spying device from the Chinese government.
The Instagram story said that the racist video was your boyfriend's fault, and that this is what I'm saying right here. He slowly normalized his racism on me.
You accepted it still.
It included a plea for people not to contact her college because one mistake should not ruin her life. Sometimes it should. But this won't ruin your life. You just have a lot to learn. That's all.
It's going to take her a while to
If racism has been normalized on you, bro, you got a lot of unwiring to do. Shit.
It's so
But that's
wild,
what I'm saying
bro.
That mentality breeds the same mentality, and now you just gotta fucking
snowball like effect. Like it's my question is, do you think it's the majority the platform's responsibility, or in my subtweet that I added to it, could it just be the average age of the user and their youthful inability to understand the consequences of their actions, or even that their actions are wrong at all?
Well,
TikTok is a very youthful audience.
That's it, bro.
And user base.
Young kids don't know.
Is their phone. We just talked about this. They grow up with the phone. It's in their hands at all times. This is how they express themselves to the world. If you have racist thoughts before, it was just a racist thought and you told a joke to your friend. Now it's, how do I tell the racist joke that I think is funny because I'm young and haven't learned anything? You grab your phone and you make the joke and then you share it to all your friends.
It was so overt.
The problem is it perpetuates the belief, even if it is rooted in humor.
Absolutely. I'm just saying that's the method of sharing the joke that you now have, and you haven't learned that it's not proper.
Why stuff like this is like the more people that can see this type of thing unfold, and the more people who's come to learn, maybe because they saw this, that racism is not acceptable. Uh-huh. I think maybe in the long run this was good. Not for the two kids, obviously.
Someone has to be made an example of. Unfortunately, it was these two kids.
And unfortunately, I've been through it. Accountability. Own up. Do the best you can to be the best version of yourself, and then move on. It's going to be hard for them though, cuz there's some things that strike a little harder than others. That's why I actually don't believe with the idea that one mistake should not ruin a person's life. I'm glad Harvey Weinstein's life is ruined because of his mistakes. Mm-hmm. And
well, yeah, his were multiple and over a long.
But even one rape. Fuck you.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope your life is over forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
just a punishment fit in the crime. I mean, listen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fucked up situation. And like I said, I mean, once I posted that tweet, people started sending me links to other videos on the app that were just abhorrent. I just don't understand it. It's weird how we've talked about this so many times before about how successful people and people that have are on the right direction in life to have everything that the majority of people in this world want run their lives based on positivity and outward positivity. And I just wish at an earlier age, I wish I had known at 18 years old or 16 years old that putting out good energy and being nice to other people and going about things in a positive manner would secure you a better place in life long term. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn that until I was 28 years old. And it fucked me for a long time. And I've had to dig out of that hole. But I mean, these people are going to suffer for this.
Yeah. They'll still get out, but definitely do good things and good things will come. I think that's a simple mentality to live by. It's not always easy to see it right away, but you have to do some bad things in order to learn some what is good.
Unfortunately, I think that's true. Yeah. It sucks. Otherwise, like how can you grow and develop? You got to make mistakes. It's part of what makes us human, it's part of what forces us to evolve and grow.
You have to touch the stove to learn that it's hot.
Exactly.
So hopefully you learn quicker and don't make the same mistakes again. Making the same mistake twice is a horrible sin. Not a sin, but you just can't keep doing it.
Well, that's when twice is one thing, three times is another. Eventually it's like now you got a major character
flaw. What is it, insanity?
You're dealing with. Yeah.
the exact definition. I mean, yeah, it's like
doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So yeah, do good and good will come back. I think that's a simple mentality that we've seen here at this house. Mike, you changed your life for the better a long time ago, and it's only rewards you with a beautiful lifestyle that
I would have
taken
none of it if I stayed on what I was on. You know, in this journey that I've been on over the past, you know, obviously the book writing journey has been 8 years, but the one I've been on over the past month or so to finalize the book and get sign offs from people and the rights to use their likeness, whatever. I've talked to a lot of the same people that, a lot of the people that I spent that time with doing bad things, you know, uh-huh. And that's been cathartic for me as well. But a lot of people out there are looking high and low for a way to change their life and ignoring the one thing that they need to do so. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I talked to this one kid who still struggles every day with drugs. And he's like, oh, if I could just do this, you know, for a newspaper, and he wants to be a sports writer. If I could just do this and get this meeting with this guy, I'm like, you clean? He's like, nah, I'm still, you know, banging dope and I'm on methadone. And I go, listen, man, I'm gonna tell you something. Until you get clean, nothing's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because it's the hardest step, it's the first step. And a lot of times that's how life is. Mm-hmm. The hardest step is the one you have to take get somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's people just need to realize the power of things they may be overlooking in their lives that need to be done, you know?
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions on how to take stock of those things?
My guess would be look where you're not looking currently. Look elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? I think people are a lot of times are looking for happiness in things that aren't the real contributors to happiness. So that goes for me as well.
Yeah. Just recognizing the things that are leading you down the wrong road. And if you, yeah. Okay.
And maybe ask other people their thoughts, you know, because that's a good idea.
Because I would have said like some self-awareness, but that's a hard trait to develop.
Perspective.
If you don't have, so, and like watch how quick you are to deny. I fall in this trap often.
Me too.
This is something you do. I go, that's not me. It is me. Like you and my trusted confidants have told me like multiple times that that is what I do. So, instead of throwing up that shield, that barrier, when people give you a character note that maybe stings a little bit when you hear it, try to listen. I think it's a good episode.
I mean, we've made something. Yeah, we were a little worried.
Yeah, it's a good out because we started the podcast realizing we had nothing to talk about. So let us know what you thought because it was I thought we did some
we moved around a lot.
Some valuable stuff here. Yeah. Well, heavy value episode. I do want to give a quick shout out before we sign off to Sir, who's been here the whole time, Sir the Gray. If you guys notice. Oh, he's going to sleep. Look, he tucks his head back here. Oh, no, he might be cleaning himself. Yeah, he's cleaning himself. Oh, but yeah, Sir the Gray has been quiet this whole podcast.
He did a great job.
He did. And, you know, last time we had to remove him, he was being a little fussy. But he did good. So, yo, go hit up Sir the Gray on Instagram. Also, follow the Instagram for this account, the Impulsive App Impulsive Show on IG. You get a quick little tidbits of some of the highlights of this show. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and giving us a thumbs up. We'll see you next time. Take it easy, peace.
Traffic jams. Tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today. At LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.